Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We're always so appreciative when Max Bever takes...
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Time out of his day to join us because it is a busy time for the Director of Public Information at the Chicago Board of Elections. Max, I was talking to John Williams. I'd read on some website today that said you can use a Sharpie. Is that correct or incorrect?
We prefer that you don't use a Sharpie if you're voting at home. You've got instructions if you're a vote-by-mail voter. It's asking if you can use black ink. That's what's going to be best to show up. We just don't want anything to bleed through onto the other side, even though the ballots are designed for that. But if you're a vote-by-mail voter, you can use black ink at home. Just follow those instructions that come in your pamphlet.
And also something was published today saying that if you want your ballot to arrive by November 5th, you should have it in the mail today or tomorrow?
Yes, we are coming up on our deadline to apply to vote by mail. That's actually Halloween, this Thursday by 5 p.m. However, if you still want to vote by mail and you haven't made that application yet, we're asking you to do that ASAP, just to make sure that there's enough time for that ballot to reach you in time. But that deadline is this Thursday, and once you get your ballot, you can return it either through USPS, or if we can suggest you return it to a secure Dropbox if you can. This will help ease your mind because we're going to get that ballot back that same night. So you can go to any early voting site. All of our ward early voting sites are open. And use the secure Dropbox there. Those are collected at the end of each day. Now, we're urging people to use those Dropboxes if they can. Is we want to get as many vote-by-mail ballots as we can back before this weekend. Because on Sunday, everything that we're receiving back on Sunday, Monday, and on Election Day likely is not going to be processed and counted in time for election night. As your listeners probably know, there is this two-week counting period after Election Day where all late-arriving but properly postmarked vote-by-mail ballots will be counted, including the ones that we received via Dropbox on the day before and on Election Day. So if you want to make sure that your ballot's going to be processed and counted and that you are going to see your choices reflected in election night, get that vote-by-mail ballot back to us as soon as you can.
Do you have any numbers on how many have been returned already?
We have. We're looking good. As of last night, we have nearly 110,000 vote-by-mail ballots that have already been returned back. We've had 267,000 vote-by-mail ballots go out. So we're getting a bit closer to that halfway mark. I think we'll reach that over the next couple days. But what's we've been happier to see is our early voting has definitely been back on track. After last night, we have 150,000 early vote ballots cast. Just last night, we saw over 21,000 people early vote. We expect those numbers to keep ticking up as we get closer to Election Day. So if you are planning to early vote, we do have a recommendation. Maybe avoid some of the high traffic times first thing in the morning when people are going to work, that lunch hour, as they're getting closer to closing at 6 p.m. If you can go on an off hour, you're probably going to experience less of lines. Also, if you know you're within a neighborhood that has a popular location, I'm thinking our lakefront, places like Merlot Library and Lakeview, those often see lines that could be upwards of 30 minutes or 45 minutes. If you have the ability or you work elsewhere, you can go to any early voting site in the city. It doesn't matter which one that you go to. All of them will have your precinct ballot on the touchscreen voting machine.
Somebody asked, when's the last day to vote early? Well, isn't that right up to Monday when things close?
That is. The last day to quote-unquote early vote is the day before the election, Monday, November 4th. You can do that at any of our ward sites or our super site downtown at 191 North Clark Street. The super sites open an extra hour through this week and through Monday. So if you make it downtown by 7 p.m., the super site will be open until 7 p.m. through this week. And also on that Monday, it does have different weekend hours. But all of those ward early voting sites and that super site are also going to be open on Election Day. Now, we don't call it early voting anymore because it's actually Election Day. We switch to a term called Vote Center. But this is an important safety net for our voters that we appreciate more and more people are taking advantage of because all of these sites are open the full Election Day, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you can go to any one of those sites. Again, the big distinction for voting on Election Day is usually you're going to your assigned precinct polling place, and you can only go to that one assigned location. You can't just go to any precinct polling place, one that you want, or that you'll be forced to vote a provisional ballot. But if you can't make it to your home precinct's polling place on time for Election Day, you need to get to work, your child care changed, you can use any of these early voting sites that are also going to be open on Election Day as your backup plan. And that's becoming an increasingly popular way for people to vote on Election Day.
And if people show up with their Trump shirt on or their Harris Walz shirt on, will they be turned away? There's no campaign clothing to be worn in Illinois, I don't know, voting places? Is that true?
I'm glad that you brought up this question, Lisa. This is an important topic. This doesn't just pertain to people who are representing campaigns or trying to hand you that pamphlet when you go into the polling place. There's a 100-foot zone, what's called the campaign-free zone, and it's required by Illinois state code, to be free of political messaging. So that also means that if you're a voter and you're wearing a shirt with a political message for a campaign or a candidate, or a button, or even a tattoo, that should be covered up while you're within that polling place area. It's required by law. It helps contribute to a safe and secure election day, towards, you know, just a calm environment for people to go vote in. That's something that an election judge is going to ask you to do if you show up wearing a T-shirt of your favorite candidate or campaign. Either put on a jacket or return when that message is covered up. So if you're planning to vote, just leave that campaign paraphernalia or those T-shirts at home. You can wear that any other time that you like. But when you're stopping into the polling place, it is an environment that needs to be free of political messaging.
Max, how often does that happen that a voter gets turned away or told to change his or her clothes?
It comes up more in presidential elections just because it's our high turnout elections. This is when we're seeing over 70% of the city turn out to vote. Thankfully, it's generally a very calm situation. A voter will come back later, or, you know, as it's getting colder out, already has another layer or another jacket. But it is a requirement that election judges are going to ask, and it is required by law.
What about taking a picture while you're in any voting place? I saw somebody who was voting in Atlanta, and they did a whole video. They didn't show the ballot, but I thought it was very inappropriate. That's not allowed in Illinois, is it?
No, what we have in Illinois is we will allow news media and reporters access to polling places. They have to abide by a set of rules. And one of those very important rules is not to capture anyone's secret ballot or voting. And that's true for any voter who's inside, too. Now, I think it's well known. It comes up every election. But technically, a ballot selfie is not allowed while you're in that polling place. So taking a picture of your ballot, your choices, or you with that ballot, it's technically against the election code. Now, it's not a situation where anyone's going to be arrested for that or 911's going to be called. It's another situation where an election judge is just going to kindly ask somebody not to do that. What we do urge voters instead is wait till you get your I voted sticker. Once you've taken a step outside the polling place, take a selfie with that. You can certainly share whatever messaging you like on social media. But all of these laws were created just to ensure that we have a nonpartisan and we have a safe and secure place for voters to vote. And part of that is also just making sure that, you know, someone's not taking a picture of you. Someone's not taking a video of you while you're voting either. So that just goes for yourself. Again, it's not one where police are going to get involved, but just wait till you get out of that polling place area. Take a photo with your I voted sticker and then move on from there.
All right. Good luck this week. I know it's a busy week for you. And look, I want the election over. I cannot imagine that you want it over, too. Thanks for joining us,
Lisa.
Max.